From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. France led an international call Sunday to preserve the two-state solution as the road to peace between Israel and the Palestinians. Lisa Bryant reports.
Speaking to representatives from more than 70 countries, including the United States, French President François Hollande defended Sunday's talks that critics have written off even before they started.
Je vous l'affirme ici.
Rather, Hollande said the real naïveté would be to think that a rapprochement between Israel and its neighbors would be possible without progress in Israeli-Palestinian peace talks. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
A closing declaration urged the two sides to restate their commitment to the two-state solution, disassociate themselves from those who reject that idea, and avoid taking one-sided actions that could hurt the talks. Monitors say artillery fire from Syrian government forces hit a crisis shelter Sunday near Damascus, killing or wounding at least 30 civilians. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights called the attack at the Barada Valley town of Deir Khanun a massacre. Officials in Afghanistan say that at least 7 civilians were killed and 2 wounded when their vehicle hit a roadside bomb in the eastern border region. The Afghan Interior Ministry says the blast took place in the village of Bargoli in Nangarhar province. A spokesman for Gambian President-elect Adama Barrow confirmed Sunday that his inauguration will take place on January 19th, despite incumbent President Yahya Jammeh's refusal to step down from office. Barrow flew to Senegal after the West African regional bloc ECOWAS failed to persuade Mr. Jammeh to hand over power when his current term ends. This is VOA News.